He's gone. There's a new sheriff in town. Donald John Trump now runs the show. Barack Hussein Obama is gone, and we can now take a fresh and objective, that really hasn't been done to this point, objective look at what America's first African-American president left behind as his legacy. His legacy. The Obama legacy. Mr. Obama is deeply, almost neurotically concerned with that legacy. In fact, just before November 2016 elections, Obama made this statement. My legacy is on the ballot. My legacy is on the ballot. I guess he was referring to Hillary Rodham Clinton, among others. The very same thing Mr. Obama said before election 2014, you know, the midterms. And said writer DeRoy Murdoch, an astute political pundit, the Democrats have paid the ultimate price. The political cadavers of more than 1,000 Democratic incumbents and nominees from Hillary Clinton on down confirm that Obama is, ready for this, poison at the polls. Not my words, those of DeRoy Murdoch. Poison at the polls. So, really, what is the political legacy of Mr. Obama? What is it? An article in the Wall Street Journal noted that President Obama is, quote, obsessed with his legacy. Obsessed. End of quote. But Mr. Obama really left behind the following. Here are facts objectively determined about the Obama legacy and what, in fact, was left behind. First, says the Wall Street Journal, a Republican president. A Republican president. Well, that's not good for the legacy, is it? Not Clinton, not a Democrat to inherit his policies, a Republican. And of course, a Republican vice president, one Mike Pence. And Republican senatorial elections 2016, which gives the Republicans control of the Senate. That's not very good for the legacy either. And Republican control, dominating control of the House of Representatives. Strong, fierce, local reaction to Obamaism, and Republican control of 31 state houses of our 50 states, and the governors of 34 of those states are Republican. Wow. And Republican control of 31 state houses of representatives, and Republican control of a majority of county governments, and Republican control of a majority of city governments. For this progressive and some say radical outgoing Democratic president, that is quite a legacy, don't you think? Wow. I don't know how the man could be proud of that. And further, hear the following information from the Federal Reserve Bank in St. Louis. First, student loans skyrocketed and now become one of the most difficult, severe financial debt situations in America. All, of course, from the federal government, and all owed by you and me. It's in the trillions. Food stamps, as a result of skyrocketing welfare, increased dramatically in the Obama 8 years. More welfare, more people not working. And health insurance costs under Obamacare have also dramatically increased and are scheduled to increase even more this year if the Republicans don't act. Obamacare. Something that Mr. Obama regards as his main achievement in office. That's going to go in whole or in part. The workers in the middle class share of our economy, of our wealth, plummeted, as did median family income. Obama, who promised to end the Mideast wars, saw the continuation of 8 more years of warfare. And since the Great Recession 2008, America has experienced the lowest economic growth and recovery rate in American history, the lowest recovery record from a recession in American history. That's part of the legacy. And there were record numbers of terrorist attacks in America. And there were record numbers of mass shootings. And crime was on the grow. And America now has the highest national debt in its history. And it's ever growing. We're now over $20 trillion in debt, my fellow Americans, and that doesn't include all the enormous Social Security debt. And that, all of that, say hosts of political analysis, is the real legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. Would you be proud of that? One Maureen Dowd. Maureen Dowd is a very liberal, progressive writer for the New York Times. She's creative, bombastic, often angry, and no friend at all of conservatives or Republicans, or for that matter, people of faith. Her brother, on the other hand, Kevin Dowd, is also a writer with, ironically, conservative persuasions. That's interesting, isn't it? Kevin Dowd followed the election and poking fun at Sister Maureen Dowd of the New York Times. He wrote the following. The election was a complete repudiation of Barack Obama, his fantasy world of political correctness, politicizing the Justice Department and the IRS and the out-of-control EPA, his neutering of the military, his non-support of the police, and his fixation on things like transgender bathrooms. Since Obama became president, his party has lost 63 House seats, 10 Senate seats, and 14 governorships. Wow. Thank you, Mr. Dowd. More facts about the Obama real legacy. Kevin Dowd goes on to write as follows. Preaching and pandering with a message of inclusion, the Democrats have instead become a party where incivility and bad manners are taken for granted. Rudeness is routine. Religion is mocked. And there is absolutely no respect for a differing opinion. Small wonder that Clinton was outvoted by Trump in three blue states, which, by the way, if those states had voted Democrat as they typically did, Clinton would have been our 45th president. I wonder if Mr. Obama, whose legacy was on the ballot, would have loved to have seen another, any other name on the Democratic ballot other than Hillary Rodham Clinton. What do you think about that? In many ways, because of Obama, writer DeRoy Murdoch further states that Obama's party is smaller, weaker, and ricketier. Ricketier, I love that word, more so than it has been since the early 1940s. In the Obama 8 years, our first African-American president has witnessed and supervised the net loss of 959 key Democratic positions in all areas of government, federal, state, and local. Yet, says DeRoy Murdoch, the Democrats still don't get it. They just don't get it. Murdoch says the following. Democrats can chant the seething lie that this wholesale multi-level rejection of their party stems from, get this now, structural racism. Structural racism. The legacy of Jim Crow. That's for Republicans and conservatives. The immortal tentacles of slavery, or whatever other analgesic excuse, I love that one, they can scrounge up. The same nation that they claim cannot outgrow its bigotry somehow elected and then re-elected the African-American Obama. Quite comfortably. Democrats just don't bother with inconsistencies, do they? And Democrats continue to use the same jargon, the worn-out slogans of racism, sexism, homophobia, xenophobia, chauvinism, and so many others of the old isms. And really, says DeRoy Murdoch, they really don't get it. Instead of real growth and reform, Obamaism has fostered economic stagnation, a morbidly obese and equally dysfunctional government. Let me read that again. That's a great quote from Murdoch. A morbidly obese, fat as all get out, and equally dysfunctional government. More reason for Mr. Trump to drain the swamp, don't you think? Racial and identity fetishism and rampant political correctness are everywhere. Part of the Obama legacy. And a new paralyzing way of thinking and speech. And that would be all that politically correct stuff. And that, concludes Murdoch and the Wall Street Journal, is the real legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. We the people spent $831 billion, with a B, in stimulus money in the years 2009 and 2010 with really little lasting effect on our economy. We the people had 8 consecutive years of economic growth below 3%. That's not good, Mr. Obama. We also had an 88% increase, almost the doubling of the national debt. Do you know how much money you owe as an individual American citizen? Do you? We spent as a nation $2.3 trillion to finance widespread insurance policy cancellations. We witnessed $20 bankruptcies among 24 state co-ops. We saw the early retirements because of Obamacare from experienced but exasperated doctors. What a loss to our medical and health world that was. We saw the federal government grow to unbelievable sizes and micromanage everything from dishwashers to third-grade lunches and become proactive in fostering transgender bathrooms. You got to be kidding me. All of that Obama took as his legacy to the ballot. Small wonder the Democrats lost so badly. The Democrats, says Murdoch, have paid the ultimate price. They really have. And so many Democrats had emotional meltdowns. Writer Dowd had the following advice for them. If your preferred candidate loses, i.e. Hillary Clinton, there is no need for mass hysteria, canceled midterms, safe spaces, crying rooms, or group primal screams. In short, get over it. Get over it and get on with your life. One good thing about all this is that the liberal media, both print and electronic, has lost virtually all credibility, says Dowd. The New York Times was in crisis mode. They promised a new objectivity, and for that, we're still waiting. Don't hold your breath. That is the most biased print organization in the country. And we are looking for more objectivity and changes in CBS and NBC and ABC and CBN. Well, that'll never happen. And certainly it won't happen in academia or Hollywood. They're part of the meltdown. And they will go on forever anti-Republican. By the way, the airports are still waiting to transport those good folk out of the country. You know, the ones who are leaving if Trump was elected. They can live wherever they want. In fact, I'll help pay for the airfare. Anywhere but here. And that, my fellow Americans, all of that is the real legacy of Barack Hussein Obama. Interestingly, Obama plans to hunker down in Washington, D.C. He has already applied for membership in an exclusive golf club in that area. And he wants to comment on current events. And he wants to counsel. Can you believe that? He wants to counsel the Democratic Party and their candidates with regard to issues, values, and elections. Why, in the name of Joe Biden, would any Democrat want that? Of those post-presidency objectives of Barack Obama, writer Dowd says the following. Democrats should find this as appetizing, that is, Obama counseling, as dinner cooked by Typhoid Mary. Isn't that something? I love that one. Democrats should find Obama counseling as appetizing as dinner cooked by Typhoid Mary. So now, my fellow Americans, on to the new sheriff in town. As Eddie Murphy would say, there are dozens and more dozens of promises, political, economic, cultural, and global, from this unique businessman now president. The legacy of Barack Hussein Obama, once on the ballot and a disastrous failure, will be soon long forgotten, and America, according to Trump, will engage in a major change back, making America great again, and of course draining the swamp. All that America was pre-Obama will be energized and reinvigorated and restored and revived. It will be, for right-thinking conservatives and people of faith, a new day and a new age of hope and opportunity and progress. So, Mr. Trump, at or about 12:01 p.m. Friday, January 20, 2017, you're the man. You are the new sheriff in town. You are the president. No longer president-elect, the president of our United States. And now it is time for you, Mr. Trump, to live well past the so-called legacy, the disastrous legacy of Barack Obama, and as one writer said so eloquently, step up, Mr. Trump, step up or shut up. You know, the man really has done an awful lot of talking, a lot of talking with a lot of promises. And we the people hope and pray that you will, Mr. Trump, in fact, step up and be the doer-changer you promised to be. We the people will hold you responsible now and for the next 4 years. You better believe we will. And perhaps you will be a president who will, in fact, do what you say. That would be a rarity in this day and age. You better do it, Donald John Trump. President Donald John Trump. We are watching, Mr. Trump. We are waiting and we are watching. Make the things you promised happen. Make them happen.